This is Love Me, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Paper Faith and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Peter Hale Styles Stilinski, with additional tags for Banff Styles, Banff Peter, Non-Human Styles, Vampire Styles Stilinski, Vampires, Werewolves, Attempts at Humor, Tumblr Fic. So, Styles came to Beacon Hills based on rumors. There's a new pack there. It's ruthless. It's eradicated the largest tribe of hunters left in the Western world. It's defeated Akanema. It's battled beasts and monsters of lore. It accepts non-wolves. The Alpha has connections to the local hospital, to the police force. It sounds like every supernatural creature's dream. A stable place with a decent enough community to not be lonely, connected to humans but separate, and a leader ruthless enough to keep peace. Too good to be true. Obviously. The pack is made up of puppies. The Argents aren't so much dead as assimilated, and the vicious victories seem to have been flukes more than any kind of skill. And the Alpha's mysterious connections? Turns out his parents are a nurse and a sheriff, respectively. Because he is a 17-year-old boy. And a stupidly naive one at that. Don't get Saws wrong. He likes Scotty. The kid is fun to hang around, plays a wicked game of Halo, and seems copacetic with the fact that Styles likes to drink blood and hasn't had a pulse in several centuries. But from a survival point of view, trusting an ancient vampire's word that he's only here to chill and will stick to blood bags, no worries, is really, really stupid. The only one who seems at all suspicious is the older one, Derek. And even he leaves off after only a few weeks. If Styles were here to suck their virgins dry, they'd all be, well, dry. Whatever. He enjoys the vacation for a while, hangs out with the puppies, who match his physical age. He even tries high school for a spell, because he hasn't in a while, and it helps in keeping up with the times. And he adores Malia and Erica. It's cool. Relaxing. He is bored out of his mind within 6 months. And then, just as he's trying to decide whether to leave or to go on a murder spree, he shows up. Peter Hale. Mostly Omega, former Alpha, former dead man, comes slinking into a pack meeting on a random Tuesday in July, immediately gets glared at by all present, sniffs out Styles' state of dead within seconds, and then starts to ruthlessly and very, very obviously flirt. In the creepiest way possible. There's so much leering, Styles feels the need to cover Scotty's eyes and ears lest it besmirch his virtue. "You're a smarmy kind of a dick, aren't you?" he asks instead, after the third suggestion on what Styles could do with his mouth that Peter casually weaves into a conversation he's not even part of. Peter pouts. "And here I thought you might be fun." Styles tucks his tongue behind his teeth and flashes a little fang. "I didn't say I didn't like it." "Gross, Styles," Erica hollers, smacking his arm. "He's Peter. He's a total creep and a serial killer and old." Malia's nose wrinkles adorably. "And my sperm donor." Raising a hand, Styles offers, Hello, my name is Styles. I'm several hundred years older than all of you taken together, and he could spend the rest of his life killing a human a day and still not catch up to me. He pauses. The father thing is kind of weird, though. But you don't do that anymore, Scotty protests. He's still creepy, Erica argues. You're all hopeless, Derek protests. How old, exactly? Lydia asks. Malia just grins, pleased at being right. And since Styles taught her how to high-five last week, she holds up her hand expectantly. Erica obliges her. Have dinner with me, Peter demands into the silence after they've all yelled over each other. Styles' smirk grows wider. It'd be my pleasure. They have dinner. And then they go for a walk. And then they fuck. And they keep doing all three of those things because it's fun to freak people out. The conversation is great, and the sex is fantastic. Styles has been straight and narrowing it for so long, he forgot how awesome it is to have a partner who can keep up and isn't afraid of a little claw and fang. It helps that he genuinely likes Peter. They enjoy the same books, the same movies, and even though the wolf is terribly, terribly young compared to Styles, he has lived enough in his 30-plus years to not be as annoyingly abrasive as most people. They share similar views on many things, including the pack, and it becomes their favorite pastime, after sex, to bring popcorn to pack meetings and throw the occasional incendiary remark, just to lean back and enjoy the show when it blows up and everyone goes nuts. Malia likes to join them on days when someone has been annoying her with human things. Basically, as Erica summarizes in Early Fall, you're the same brand of asshole. Go be creepy together somewhere else. And shower, for fuck's sake. After Peter, Erica is Styles' favorite wolf. Malia is his favorite, too, but she's a coyote, which is special. Damn right I am. It's a problem. The liking Peter, not the liking the girls. Or Malia's specialness. Because Peter is an excellent distraction, but Styles is still very much over Beacon Hills. He is not over Peter, though. He thinks he might need a century or two for that. But he's not staying here either, so what's a boy to do? Peter, frankly, adores Styles. To a degree he didn't think was possible anymore. And he abhors it, because a majority of the pack think Styles is 2 or 3 centuries old. Derek's cautious guess is half a millennium. It took Peter all of 3 days of listening to the boys' stories, listening to how he speaks, and incidentally, seeing him swing a broadsword, to figure out that they're all way off the mark. Styles, when properly turned on, swears on Perron. Which leads Peter to the conclusion that the so-called boy predates Slavic Christianization, and that makes him very, very old. The werewolf is self-aware enough to know he must be a mayfly to the vampire. He can see it in the way Styles looks at the pack, stops doing his homework, rarely talks to anyone but Peter, Malia, and Erica, Boyd by extension, anymore. He's getting ready to leave. The pack were, Peter thinks, a nice distraction from a lonely existence. But Styles is far too brilliant to let himself be roped into McCall's idea of supernatural paradise. Which is why, when Peter wakes up one morning to find an ancient book on the pillow next to him instead of Styles, he takes it as a goodbye present. It's at least 4 centuries old, handwritten, and details the life and times of an Italian alpha werewolf. It's full of interesting bits of culture and customs, and Peter remembers having more than one conversation with Styles about werewolf society, pumping the older man for knowledge otherwise long lost to time. Styles remembered. The book is perfect. Peter spends the next 2 days sleeplessly translating it, soaking up every single syllable in it. As far as distractions go, it's a wonderful one. On the third day after receiving the book, Peter is surprised to find Styles on his doorstep. The vampire lets himself in, laughs at the state of the dining table, filled with papers, books, Peter's laptop, and a dozen empty coffee mugs, and then shoves the wolf into the shower. Right after, he whisks him away to an expensive and excellent dinner an hour's drive away from Beacon Hills. "Why are you doing this?" Styles shrugs, something unreadable flashing in his gaze. "You missed a pack meeting," he finally drawls. "It was your turn to bring the popcorn. Malia was desolate." Peter snorts. "If this is your way of punishing me for it, you're not doing a very good job." The vampire waves one hand vaguely. "Ah, well." After dinner, it's a show, and then a walk through dark streets, which ends when Styles takes a stupidly drunk co-ed into a dark alley for a snack. When he emerges, Peter offers him a hanky to wipe his mouth. It earns him a kiss and a beeline to a decadently wonderful hotel. Peter means to ask what Styles is still doing here all night, but never quite manages. Instead, they talk about the book, about Italy, and then have another go at making one another pass out from pleasure. Styles wins, as usual, and lies with his head on Peter's stomach, listening to his insides rumble and pump. His own body is disconcertingly still. Peter cards one hand through Styles' mop of hair and marvels at the creature under his hands. "There's an exhibition in Houston," he says, without really meaning to, "about the Christianization of Europe in the early Middle Ages." It's as close to acknowledging the vampire's age as they've ever gotten. Styles smirks a little and closes his eyes, tapping the tattoo of Peter's heartbeat onto his own sternum. The next day, there are tickets to Houston and hotel vouchers in Peter's mail. He gives up on understanding Styles and resolves to just enjoy this drawn-out goodbye. Styles is slowly losing his mind. Peter loves all of his gifts, but he doesn't seem to get the idea at all. After 2 weeks of this, Styles is at his wit's end, which leaves him with two options. Flat out declare his intentions, which he's never been good at, ask the girl he was courting in his human days, or ask for help. Erica laughs so long and hard, she needs Boyd to hold her upright on her chair, and really, that shade of red can't be healthy. Malia makes retching noises for 2 minutes straight. In the end, it's Boyd who's the most help when he says, "What Peter has always wanted most is to be an alpha again." "Oh. of course. Okay, okay. Styles can work with that. There is a hog-tied, drugged, and gagged, formerly blind demon wolf on Peter's living room floor. He's got a note taped to his forehead that reads, "Have fun." It's not signed. Peter stares at it for 5 minutes before pulling it off, neatly folding it into his pocket, and deciding that maybe Styles wasn't saying goodbye after all. "You have been courting me," he announces, as he lets himself into Styles' apartment, which looks suspiciously packed up and emptied. Styles, in the process of stacking books into a box, freezes. "Yes?" Peter can't help flashing his newly red eyes as he steps up to the other man, trapping him between his own body and the empty shelves. "Is that a statement or a question?" he growls, possessive and hopeful and braced for disappointment. But Styles is transfixed by his eyes, stares at them with one hand raised like he means to touch. "Oh," he says instead of an answer. "Oh, you look gorgeous." "Styles." Cold fingers trail over his temple, down his cheekbone, and back up. "Oh, yes, I have. About time you caught on. I was starting to think you were letting me down easy." "You could have said something," he growls, a wave of relief flooding him hard enough to make his knees feel weak. He means it. Styles means it. He wants Peter. Another hum. The vampire's own eyes are slowly turning from whiskey brown to a pitch black in response to Peter's fiery gaze. "Does that mean you're coming with me?" he asks, tapping a finger to the corner of Peter's left eye. "Where are you going?" the alpha asks, trying and failing to mask the happiness in his voice. "Where do you want to go?" "Peter wants to go to Italy." So, to Italy they go. As a couple. As something as close to mates as it gets in the real world. They haven't talked much about the future, but Styles has made it very clear that there are ways around their different life expectancies, and that it's Peter's choice. For now, though, they're simply enjoying each other. During the day, Styles takes his wolf to all the places he's been before, seeing them through new eyes and loving every second of it. At night, Styles hunts in the cities, and Peter hunts in the woods, and they find each other in the early hours of morning, sated and happy, and fall into bed together until noon. It's fantastic. The only thing that makes it better is the doorbell ringing at 10 p.m., revealing Malia, Erica, and Boyd. Peter's daughter wrinkles her nose and announces, "Scott is a poophead, and I don't want to listen to him anymore." Boyd shrugs helplessly, and Erica pushes past a stunned Peter, hollering, "Where do we sleep, Alpha?" Peter blinks, speechless for once, and Styles is suddenly really, really glad that he went to Beacon Hills. The end.